Rodeo may be the only college sport that isn't knee-deep in hypocrisy. That's because rodeo is not part of the NCAA and has never held romanticized notions about the purity of amateur athletics. And so, college athletes in rodeo compete for prize money. The ones who do the best earn the most. The NCAA recently reported that the 2018-2019 men's basketball season generated a total of $864.6 million in total net income. The 20 most profitable college football teams generated even more, bringing in a combined $925 million. College coaches have reaped the rewards that come with heading a multi-million dollar operation. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari makes $8.158 million a year. Alabama football coach Nick Saban makes $9.3 million a year. And yet, in the make-believe world of the NCAA, the best players on the Kentucky basketball team and Alabama football team are worth no more than the best sprinter on the track team. A full scholarship is the most any of them are eligible for. Anytime a rule is that divorced from reality, it's destined to be broken often. Boosters with a deep affection for their alma mater and deeper pockets have found creative ways over the years to lure top athletes to their school with cars, gifts, and money handed out under the table. Now, state legislatures are stepping in to challenge the NCAA. Florida recently joined with California and Colorado in passing a law to allow college athletes to profit from their name, image, or likeness in violation of NCAA rules. A similar law was passed by the New Mexico legislature and is pending consideration by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. The NCAA is tweaking its rules while at the same time lobbying Congress to block the new state laws. But NCAA leaders can't have it both ways. They can't rake in millions of dollars, competing with professional sports leagues, movies, concerts, and other forms of entertainment, while still pretending that their primary function is the education of star athletes. The new state laws will only increase the divide between the haves and the have-nots. They'll ensure that more resources go to the money sports and less to the other sports. And they'll further tilt the playing field in favor of those schools with the deep-pocketed boosters. That's unfortunate, but it's yielding to the obvious reality, at least at the top level of NCAA athletics. Whether NMSU should be competing at that level is another column for another day. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.